Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. Belgium aligns itself with the messages of the EU on improvised explosive devices and would like to make some additional comments in its national capacity. The humanitarian impact of IED attacks is intolerable and must be countered. Too many victims, including civilians, have suffered the consequences of those weapons. IED attacks do not only pose a security threat, they also have negative impact on post-conflict reconstruction and development. One can think, for instance, about the impediment they pose for the return of displaced populations. The improvised explosive ordnance threat is arduous and has to be tackled by a comprehensive approach involving a wide range of actors, from security forces to industry, civil society, and local communities, who can play a crucial role in risk education activities. The issue of IED clearance is complex and deserves a good discussion, which we will have later this morning or this afternoon. Beside this challenge, we also need to deliberate on responses to counter the illicit production, transfer, and use of those mortal items. The intricacies of the IED threat makes a straightforward approach difficult. Concerted international action is clearly needed. Belgium would like to reiterate that the United Nations Secretary General reports A/71/187 and A/73/156 remain central in defining a comprehensive approach to counter the IED threat. Many states remain today engaged in the search for workable solutions based on the experience of experts in different professional fields. Let me at this stage commend the work of Colombia and France for their continued strong commitment as co-coordinators on the issue of IEDs. Countering the diversion or illicit use of explosive materials or precursors is crucial, and a new European regulation on the marketing and use of explosive precursors can serve as an inspiration. My country would like to underscore the importance of the international and regional collaboration in disrupting channels of diversion of material used to build IEDs. Collaboration in tracing those illicit transfers, as well as in dismantling trafficking network, is of the utmost importance to better comprehend the phenomenon and to diminish the availability of IED precursors in IED-affected regions. Aside from homemade explosives, IED can also be built from diverted conventional ammunition. Therefore, physical security and stockpile management measures are needed to avoid easy access to military explosive material. Knowing that the diversion will never be reduced to zero, we also believe that the illicit trafficking of ammunition should be countered through international collaboration by means of the tracking of the tracing diverted ammunitions and disrupting illicit traffic networks. Belgium looks forward to the start of the work of the GGE on problems arising from the accumulation of conventional ammunition stockpiles in surplus that follows A/Res/72/55, and hopes that this work will contribute to reducing the threat posed by IEDs. As a conclusion, I would like to emphasize that the threat of IED will only be countered through collaboration, both at the national level between different agencies and stakeholders and at the international level. I thank you.